This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Stafford going towards the end zone. Parkinson! What a catch! And a touchdown!
After you get to the Green Bay 49, Williams chased. Throws, and it's caught at the 30-yard line. Roma
didn't get it. Looked like he had it.
But you knew the ball was going to stay in Josh's hands right there.
No question. First and 10. Makes the quick toss. Goes down the field. Kincaid has it for the touchdown.
Third and goal. Purdy, pressure. Steps up.
Caught! Touchdown, San Francisco! It's McCaffrey.
128-yard total tonight. Play pass. Oh, pick up on Henley. Twists him. Manta. Henry's got it to the end zone. Touchdown, New England, against his old team in the playoffs.
Oh, a good little montage there, courtesy of AMAC and CBS, Fox, NBC, Amazon Prime. And where else were these games? Let me see. ESPN Deportes? ESPN 8? The Ocho? There were a lot of games. And a lot of different homes. A lot of different platforms. A lot of different things you need. Somehow I was able to see large amounts of all. Got it done. As we welcome you back in to the show here on a Monday. Good to have you with us. Not a victory Monday because, well, the Commanders may have only cleaned up on the golf course. Where was that tournament that we were mentioning last week between the Giants, the Cowboys, and the Commanders? Not the make-believe fairy tale NFC East tournament that they played in recently.
The Cancun one?
Yeah, was it in Cancun? I thought it was maybe the Bahamas or San Juan or
someone
something
mentioned
like that.
Galveston with the dirty water.
That's right. I think that was Paulie. I think. I could be wrong. We'll go with Cancun. But guess what, boys? Guess what? There's a new entry. There's a new entry from the NFC East. The Philadelphia Eagles are no more. They are done. Stick a fork in them. Stick a fork in them, baby. The champs are not here anymore. The Philadelphia Eagles, as you heard in one of the Brock Purdy highlights there. And again, thank you to all of those outlets for the play-by-play, and great job by AMAC to string it all together. Nice, quick, and efficient. 23-19, the 49ers win over the Super Bowl champion. So we will have a new Super Bowl winner. We did crown a repeat champion in the NFC East this year for the first time in 20 years. That was the Philadelphia Eagles. That was also by default because everyone else sucked. But as we, I believe, told you loud and proud on Friday, the 49ers bouncing back off of that disappointing performance against Seattle, which cost them home field and the one seed, and a bye, the 49ers would come in motivated. Now, I thought Trent Williams was not going to play in that game on Friday. But it turned out that he did. And certainly that helped. Not saying that's the reason, but that helped. And not having Lane Johnson for the Philadelphia Eagles, that helped the cause as well. And there was more. A.J. Brown, alligator arms, times one, two and a half. DeMarcus Robinson, right? How good was he yesterday? 7 targets, 6 catches, 111 yards, and a touchdown. Who? Second play of the game, 61 yards to set up the first touchdown. San Francisco, 6 of 11 on third down against that vaunted Eagle defense. Brock Purdy throwing for himself, 262, the team, 286, because they also ran the trick play. Oh, they also ran the trick play. From Juwan Jennings to Christian McCaffrey. Oh, Kyle Shanahan and his bag of tricks. Dun, 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 dun. It's beautiful when it works. It's beautiful when it works. I know you guys get all gaga over trick plays because you hear my pal Grant Paulson tell you anybody that runs a trick play is a genius, even though they all do it. Every team does it. And that's why you should be hook, line, and sinker on Ben Johnson. Boy wonder Ben. Kyle Shanahan did it. Worked great. You know who did it last night? The New England Patriots. They drew it up perfectly. Except the dude who threw it on the reverse overthrew a wide open Drake May. It's great when it actually gets executed. Sure, the design. Sure, the mentality and the onions to draw it up is wonderful. And it's part of the picture. But the biggest part of the picture, guys, as always, is execution. The 49ers drew it up, and they executed brilliantly. What a catch. What a catch by Christian McCaffrey, too. Because it almost went over his head. But when it's drawn up and it looks great and it doesn't work, what happens then? Sometimes it just falls incomplete and it's a good idea gone south. Sometimes if it's on a fake punt, that's not good. Sometimes if it's on a fourth down and you're going for it, that's not good. Yeah, you get the point. It's one thing to draw it up. It's another thing to execute it. It's just like the same mentality that permeated all weekend long. Teams going for it on fourth down, 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 fourth down. And then wondering, wait a second, what happened? What happened here? Why didn't we get it? Why did we lose this game? Why did we fall short? Well, you saw it. Sometimes, a good amount of times, on fourth down, you ain't going to make it. Even if you think you have a good idea and a good plan. The problem with all of the expected fourth down opportunities or all of the fourth down opportunities that didn't get cashed in, a lot of them, a bunch of them, a good deal of them, would have been left to the place kickers. And this is where I can't kill coaches. Because place kickers, by and large this weekend, absolutely sucked. Absolutely sucked. I'll get you the numbers across the board coming up. I'll get you the numbers. They absolutely sucked. How many missed extra points and very makeable field goals were missed this weekend in five games? How many? I mean, you run out of fingers. Holy mother of mercy. Just terrible. Just terrible. And yet, I got to listen to fools yesterday on my way home talk about how Matt LaFleur is an idiot. How Matt LaFleur deserves to be fired. Because the Packers collapsed. You want to know why the Packers collapsed? Because the guy that Adam Peters brought in here, who never even played a down, a kick, because he was accused of nefarious behavior while with the Jacksonville Jaguars, couldn't make a kick if his life depended on it Saturday night in Chicago. Dreadful. Absolutely dreadful. Now, were there some kicks made? Yes, of course. Thank goodness. Ooh, I'm so happy for you guys. But like, you look at that San Francisco-Philadelphia game, right? The 49ers take the lead late, under 3 minutes left, 23-19. And instead of going for the two-point conversion, which would only put them up six, Kyle Shanahan's like, well, there's no difference between five and six. They need a touchdown either way. I'm going to kick the extra point, get the extra point, right, and just have a five-point cushion instead of a four-point cushion or instead of a six-point cushion. Either way, it doesn't kind of matter. I'm going to go with the safe play. And Eddie Pinheiro misses a 35-yard wide left extra point. Now, again, ultimately, it didn't cost the 49ers. Ultimately, the point didn't matter. But what if it did? As it did in other games, i.e. the Green Bay game and Brandon McManus. He missed a critical extra point. I mean, we're not even talking field goals, people. We're talking about extra points. We're talking about extra points. Just a complete debacle. A complete debacle. The Green Bay Packers on Saturday night lost 31-27. They scored a touchdown with 6 minutes and 36 seconds left in the fourth quarter. A golden 23-yard touchdown pass from Jordan Love, his fourth of the game, to go up 27-16. Again, that's 11 points right there. So you need a touchdown, a two-point conversion, and a field goal if you're the Bears in 6.5 minutes. But, if you kick the extra point, you're up 28-16. So now you need more than that. You need two touchdowns. But at 27-16, you have at least an 11-point lead. You know you need a touchdown, a two-point conversion, and a field goal to tie. Or two touchdowns to win. And yet, Brandon McManus misses the kick. Wide left. That's with 6.5 minutes left to go. Now, again, the Bears just needed a touchdown, a two-point conversion, and a field goal at that point because they're only down by 11. And ultimately, they got two touchdowns to win it. But do you see the point? If he makes the extra point, McManus, if he makes the extra point, then the Bears absolutely need two touchdowns. Here, they didn't absolutely need two touchdowns. On top of that, just in case you're wondering, Brandon McManus missed two field goals. Two. Now, one was tough. The other was not. You got to make that. Say missed two field goals and an extra point. Even if you say, all right, the first field goal he missed, which I think was 50-some-odd yards on a windy, cold night in Chicago, okay, fine. But how do you blame Matt LaFleur for that? How? For a kicker, again, not doing his job. Just like yesterday, as we mentioned with Pinheiro, in that late span, almost costing the Niners. Just like we saw again Saturday night, we saw a block punt in Carolina, Los Angeles. Last Sunday night, we saw the missed field goal by the rookie kicker for the Ravens, which cost them the game, their season, the coaching staff, all of their jobs. They're all out because of a stupid kicker missing a kick. And that was after Chris Boswell butchered an extra point and a kickoff. You all laughed at me, including AMAC, scoffed at me when I said more games are won and lost by kickers.
That's not what you said. You said kickers are more important than coaches.
I never said that.
Oh, my God.
We have been over this 500 times since last week. I said more games. I tweeted it. Go find the tweet. More games are won and lost by special teams and kickers than coaches.
That's still a crazy point.
It's not a crazy point. I just outlined all of these games that were totally affected by bad special teams and bad kickers.
Who calls the kickers call their own plays? When you do a kickoff,
do the job.
When you do kickoff return, punt return, do our kickers and punters calling their own plays?
I'm mostly talking extra points. And I'm mostly talking field goals, makeable field goals. I'm not talking about which direction you kick in and what the scheme is and all that crap.
So you're just highlighting one small play?
No.
One play?
No, I'm highlighting that Brandon McManus missed two makeable, one difficult, one not, and field goals and an extra point, and everyone wants to blame Matt LaFleur.
So who's in charge of deciding whether to go for an extra point or go for two?
Well, you don't
when to kick.
You decide to go for a 2-point conversion or an extra point, but in this case, the game decided it for you. The game score. It was logical.
Was it logical for the Bears to go on 4th and 8?
You're missing the point.
No, I get your point 100%, but you're trying to zoom in on one play throughout a whole game. It's like if a quarterback misses a throw, is a quarterback missing that throw, is that more important than the coach calling the plays?
It depends on what the play is. If the receiver is wide open and it could be a 50-yard touchdown and the quarterback way overthrows it, yes, that's more important than any play call, any play design, any coaching decision. You lost 7 points.
So in that case, why are you saying the kicker is more important than – why are you just saying one player? Shouldn't it be any player who made a mistake
then? I'm just specifically looking at what cost these team games or points. I'm just using a couple of examples that stick out in my mind, right?
That prove your point.
But it also triggers all of these reckless or semi-reckless fourth down decisions, which is the original. Like, while you guys were hooting and hollering over here, over there, and cracking jokes and trying to figure out whatever it is that you're figuring out.
No, we're laughing at your takes.
I was making the point that all these teams kept going for it on fourth down and falling short. And I was saying, you know, coaches are getting blamed for going it on a fourth down. Normally, I would be more conservative than aggressive. But I understand it now because you can't trust these damn kickers. They're all terrible. As the ball has hardened or whatever the hell they did with it, and we have more guys kicking 67 and 68-yard field goals, we have worse kickers. They can't make kicks. It cost an entire organization their jobs in Baltimore last Sunday night. And then it cost Matt LaFleur in Green Bay at least 4 points. At least 4 points on Saturday night. And it almost cost San Francisco yesterday when Dopey Eddie Pinheiro missed an extra point.
So I guess my
There's so many other situations. I mean, Jacksonville was going for it on fourth down left and right.
So I guess my point is, why is that 4 points more important than, you know, like a missed block that could have sprung a running back open? Like, everybody on each play has an execution right. or an assignment to do. But you're narrowing it down to kickers and their missed assignments, but you're not highlighting the rest
well,
of the team.
Because I can't sit here and pick apart every single play for every single game.
You know who does?
You're right.
You know who does?
Coaches.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, fine. Let them. Go ask Matt LaFleur. Go put some freaking truth serum. Here, I'll give you a Sharpie to stick into your vein. Go ask Matt LaFleur if he's being honest. Who cost him his season? Who almost cost him his job? Stupid Brandon McManus. Kick a damn field goal. Kick a damn extra point. Don't give me some clown missing a block and having the same impact. Give me a break. Yeah. Give me a break. I got to take a break. Anyway, I got off on a little tangent because of all the fourth down decisions leading to bad missed field goals or because they don't trust their... Anyway, that was the number one storyline that jumped out to me all weekend. Constantly. Constantly. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. One more game tonight. Pittsburgh-Houston. The Rams win. The Bears win. The Bills win. The Bills make me want to shout. The 49ers win over the Dirty Birds. And the Patriots win on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'll have the final numbers for you coming up shortly. I believe the league was, I'm double checking the math, 50% on fourth down this weekend in five playoff games. 50%, which doesn't sound awful. But of course, it comes in different ways, right? The Green Bay Packers were 3 of 3, including scoring a touchdown on a fourth down and goal from the one, I believe it was. The Bills were 2 and 2, including scoring a touchdown on one of the weirdest and, I guess, controversial. But it's not controversial because the league is the dumbest league alive on planet Earth. And it allows this nonsense of pushing, carrying, shoving, vaulting Josh Allen 10 yards down the field after he runs a tush push to get a 4th-and-1 conversion from the 11. And the offensive line is literally carrying him and dragging him. But Buffalo was 2 of 2. The Packers were 3 of 3. You know who sucked on fourth down? You know who sucked? Boy Wonder Ben and District of Columbia Caleb. Chicago Caleb. That's who sucked on fourth down. 2 of 6. And again, normally I would blame all of these head coaches for making reckless, aggressive decisions instead of taking points. I was having lunch yesterday at Public Bar with my fraternity brother, Bruce. Phi Sigma Kappa. Had a great weekend hanging out with my guys at the Yours Truly Hotel. Never had been there before. Very nice spot. I had a Call Your Mother bagel yesterday morning. Call Your Mama bagel? Call Your
Mother? It's in the lobby.
Yes.
I've been there before. Yes. I knew I heard that name. I've been there before.
I think it's Call Your Mother, not Call Your Mama, but I think it's...
I've been to Call Your Mother.
Okay.
Deli, and I also have been to Yours Truly. Great hotel.
Great hotel.
And it has like a little record store.
Yeah, you can buy
records
there. The only problem with the hotel that I found, and this was not just my room, there was no carpeting. I don't know if it was by design or if they're in the middle of a renovation. They literally had a throw rug underneath the bed, and everything else was basically a cement floor, like ripped up and like with holes in it. It was weird. But yes, I had a tuna melt on an everything bagel yesterday. It was fantastic. At Call Your Mother. Call Your Mother. Yes. Anyway. So, Bruce said to me yesterday, he's like, I think it was Buffalo, or maybe it was Jacksonville. And you know, oh, should they go for it? Oh, yeah, take the points. And normally, you're right, take the points. What if the points aren't there to be taken? And they have a good kicker in Cam Little, who regularly knocks down 60-plus yarders and has the two longest kicks ever on planet Earth. And now they converted the fourth down. But the point being is, everyone kills these coaches. Oh, they're this. Oh, they're that. Oh, this is the reason why their team lost. No! Kill the kickers! That's what a lot of these games come down to. A point here, 3 points there. I was just looking. Again, McManus missed like a 55-yarder at the half. I can't kill him for that. Okay, it's going to happen. You're outdoors, Chicago, on the road, got it. It's going to happen. He missed a 44-yarder with less than 3 minutes left. You've got to make that. You've got to make that. Got to make it. All right, just get rocking and rolling here on a Monday, trying to cycle through some of the big highlight moments of these playoff games. You can hop in, 301-230-0980. We are going to get to the David Blau stuff in the 2 o'clock hour. Just hang on. Hang tight. Coming up, you will hear a despondent Philadelphia Eagle fan. And you will hear the brilliance of Ben Johnson that AMAC thinks he's discovered. However, I have a counter. I have a touche. I have a point that's going to prove that Ben Johnson is not as genius as people think he is. And you know who helped me with this?
Grant.
One of our callers.
Uh-oh.
Jason, in Laurel. But you're going to have to wait to see what I'm talking about. The despondent as hell Eagle fan coming up. I'm despondent about field goal kicking and place kickers. They're horrible. Can't be trusted. I'm despondent about the 49ers being forced to do something that the NFL loves to do that is a classic example of their utter and never-ending lack of common sense and stupidity. All of that to come right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Come and join us. All right, speaking of the Green Bay Packers, there were plenty of rumors that Matt LaFleur might be in trouble in Green Bay after another disappointing playoff exit, coughing up the big lead in the second half. But according to Adam Schefter and ESPN, the Packers are indeed trying to keep Matt LaFleur, trying to reach a contract extension. He's only got 1 year left. Now, what this could also lead to is we couldn't reach terms on a contract agreement, so we're going to mutually part ways. So it's not absolutely certain, as it will be reported, that Matt LaFleur is coming back to Green Bay. It is not absolutely certain. They're going to try and keep him. We'll see. Meanwhile, let's get some college football news in here on a Monday because there's plenty of that. Do you remember Dylan Raiola, the Patrick Mahomes lookalike? Well, he left Nebraska in the transfer portal. Now he is joining Oregon, who got spanked by Indiana on Friday night in the Peach Bowl. But he announced on social media today that he's going to join the Quack Quacks after starting 23 games over two seasons in Nebraska. Meanwhile, and of course, a decision coming up on their starting quarterback as well. Meanwhile, Lane Kiffin has landed, in all likelihood, not official yet, former Arizona State quarterback Sam Leavitt, who they were certainly in contention for. Leavitt also visiting Miami, Tennessee, and Kentucky in the transfer portal. Meanwhile, the Caps losing last night in Nashville. They're off for a couple of days. The NBA looks like this tonight. No Wizards, but leading off the slate, Boston, Indiana, Utah, Cleveland, Philadelphia, and Toronto. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
All right, just getting rocking and rolling here on a Monday. Hello, Doc. How are you? The good doctor's in the house. He's coming up at 4 o'clock. We'll take you home. Coming up, you're going to hear some amazing audio from Jacksonville. Amazing. Wait till you hear it if you have not already heard it. It set my night into just a tailspin last night. I couldn't believe it. My phone started buzzing as soon as I tweeted about it. From people all over the country. What are you doing? What's going on? What is this audio? Wait till you hear it. First, I want you to hear from the despondent Eagles fan. Last year, they won the Super Bowl. This year, they were super stinky on offense. So, of course, that led to a lot of anger. Kevin Petullo is going to get fired any minute now, the offensive coordinator. There's even people calling for Nick Sirianni's head. A.J. Brown is going to get traded. If anybody wants him, I would never touch him. An absolute sourpuss, a bad teammate, a bad example for everyone. However, the Eagles lost to a 49ers team without George Kittle for most of it and without their two best defensive players for all of it in Fred Warner and Bosa. Playing their sixth and seventh linebackers as starters. That's who the Eagles lost to at home yesterday. That makes you feel good, right? Makes me feel good. I mean, I like my guys up there, Jeff Scott and Matt Holland, two guys that I worked with here. I think Doc knows them. I just saw Jeff a couple of weeks ago. Had a nice conversation with him. I don't root for them to lose. I root for the Eagles to lose. And that they did yesterday. 23-19 to the sixth seed 49ers. All those guys short, and yet the 49ers still won in filthy, leading to this post-game reaction from this young man.
Yes, this was a huge letdown. This was my Christmas present, and I got a loss.
Probably would have rather had Cole, huh?
Yeah, probably. I'm feeling two of two things. A, I want A.J. Brown packing his bags, and I want him somewhere else that is not here. I love you, A.J., but, like, you can't make those drops in that game. And I also want Kevin Petullo flipping burgers at, like, the local McDonald's or something. I don't care.
Why do you say that?
Whenever he's an offensive coordinator, it's like he's flipping burgers. One side, he's cooking. One half, he's cooking. And the other half is completely raw.
That's like that dopey Jets fan midway through this season. Remember that audio? I wish we could find that. That was just so despondent for being forced to be a Jets fan from birth and that he'll never give up, but he hates them and he hates coming to games. That's what that kid was. I don't know how old he was. The caption did not say. But I found it fascinating when that popped up on social media last night. I don't remember where it was. But I found it fascinating. He's like, Kevin Petullo, one half he's cooking, one half it's raw. And he's not wrong in that regard. The problem is he didn't blame any of the players with the exception of A.J. Brown, who he basically says, I love, but I don't want you back. Now, I went back and I watched all of A.J. Brown's targets last night. Or just before the show, from last night's game. He had alligator arms on at least two. They were difficult catches. There was a defender deep in coverage, kind of shielding the path of the ball. He had to reach out a little bit, but he definitely had some alligator arms, especially on the deep one. Again, it could have been a lot better throw from Jalen Hurts, but it's 50 yards down the field in windy conditions. I'm not going to kill Jalen Hurts. And Nick Sirianni blamed A.J. Brown for not laying out. And he's not wrong. He's not wrong. A.J. Brown played that game like he just did not give a damn. He had a couple of catches, a couple of underneath, just did not give a damn. And when you're paying a guy $25 million plus, you need more in the biggest game of your career or your year than three catches on seven targets for 25 yards and a long of 10. Again, not all his fault. Some of these passes were difficult. The one that Tom Brady crushed him for late in the game, I did not think was on A.J. Brown. Could he have caught it? Yes. A dynamic wide receiver with great hands that really gives a you-know-what could have caught it. Absolutely. But I slowed it down again right before the show. On all 22, looking at it from a couple of different angles, slowing it down, reversing it, rewinding it, whatever. That ball is way high and it's way outstretched. Just because a ball hits you in the hands does not mean it's a drop. Again, you guys out there in football la-la land, you hear a broadcaster go, oh, it's a drop, and you automatically assume it's a drop and it's not a drop. That broadcaster, in this case Tom Brady, was wrong. Not a drop. It was not a catch. It was not a drop. It was a non-catch. There's a difference. A drop is when something is straight on, right in your hands, right in your body, right in your chest, and you drop it. Or in your midsection or wherever. Anything above the knees. That's a drop. Not something that's way outstretched, climb the ladder, and you have to make a dynamic play or a dynamic effort. So I can't totally kill A.J. Brown, but he certainly did not help the Eagles last night in any way, shape, or form, and I don't ever expect him to be with the Eagles again. The Eagles are crazy if they try and run that back. I don't care how talented he is when he's right. He is wrong. And oh, by the way, before you get any thoughts, no. Hell no. No chance. No thanks. I'd rather have dopey Brandon Ayuk, I think, than A.J. Brown. And I'm saying I want nothing to do with either one. But that's what I would rather have. All right, that was the lovable, crazy Philadelphia Eagle kid from last night and a little thought on A.J. Brown. Tell you what we're going to do. Take a timeout. You're still going to hear some really fascinating audio on Ben Johnson and some really fascinating audio from Jacksonville in the show, plus play-by-play from all five of the games that have been completed. We'll probably stretch beyond 2 o'clock for the NFL wildcard weekend round, and then we'll get into David Plow being hired as Commanders offensive coordinator right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us. All right, I mentioned earlier in this hour something the NFL did that's driving me crazy, makes no sense at all, and none of you care. None of you care. But you should, because they essentially did it to the Commanders last year. After beating Tampa Bay late Sunday night in the playoffs on the road, they made the Commanders play on Saturday evening, once again on the road in Detroit. While the Philadelphia Eagles and the LA Rams played the other NFC game on Sunday. And last year, did not the Eagles have home field advantage? Of course. So they screwed the Commanders last year. I bitched about it. Nobody cared. So last night, Mike Tirico of NBC announces the playoff pairings and the days, but not the networks. Who cares? They're all on 14,000 networks. Pretty soon, the NFL is going to sell its soul to Al Jazeera. Okay? Because if they could make money from Al Jazeera, they would. They have absolutely no scruples at all. They don't give a rat's ass about you. They only care about making more billions of dollars. And yet, you're all hook, line, and sinker, and nobody is smart enough to realize what the hell they're doing to you. You're all suckers. Not me. You. So this weekend, Pittsburgh and Houston, which play tonight, is playing at an undetermined time on Sunday against the New England Patriots. It's the right thing to do. They're playing Monday night. They shouldn't be asked to play on Saturday. I almost thought they were going to do that. But thankfully, common sense prevailed in that one situation. However, the San Francisco 49ers played until about, what, 7:30 last night in Philadelphia? By the time they got off the ground in Philly, it was roughly around 9:45 or so and had a five-plus hour flight home to San Francisco, to San Jose International, because their facility is closer to San Jose than it is San Francisco. Now they've got to play on Saturday evening in Seattle against the rested one seed. So they played late Sunday afternoon into the evening, five-plus hour flight home, and then they got to go back on the road on Friday to play Saturday late afternoon in Seattle. Meanwhile, the Chicago Bears and the Los Angeles Rams. Did you guys watch them on Saturday or Sunday? The Bears?
Yeah, and the I watched both games.
On what day?
The weekend just feels like one big mess. So
okay,
I can
feel whatever you want. I'm looking.
I don't remember.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you. You're lucky that I'm here to help you.
Yes, please.
To throw you a lifeline. The Bears played on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams played late Saturday afternoon. The Bears and the Rams are going to play Sunday in Chicago. While we ask the 49ers to play late Sunday, fly all the way back to the West Coast from Philadelphia, and then fly again to Seattle to play on Saturday evening against the rested and one-seed Seahawks. While the Rams and the Bears, who played on Saturday, are not going to play their game in Chicago until Sunday. You tell me how that makes sense. You tell me logistically, in any other fashion, other than, oh, wait a second, I figured it out. Dun-da-da. Dun-da-da-da-da. Sunday is a better day for television ratings, and we can get the number 2 and the number 3 media market on Sunday instead of on Saturday night, which is traditionally the worst night for television ratings. Ah, now I see. Poof! You figured it out, Chris. As usual, you're one step ahead and smarter than the entire NFL. As usual, you're right. This whole hour has been an exercise in how right you are, how brilliant you are. And while some might scoff and laugh, like my co-producers.
Yep. I'm glad.
Rewind this freaking tape and put it in the Radio Hall of Fame, because there's nothing but brilliance. Nothing but brilliance. All place kickers, for the most part, suck.
Mm-hmm.
Coaches shouldn't be blamed.
Yep.
The NFL, as usual, stupid scheduling, reckless, don't care about anything. And A.J. Brown, while he was a loser last night, more ways than one, also did not drop that final attempt over the middle, as Tom Brady said he did. Just an absolute clinic of brilliance in sports talk radio. It's yours. You can listen to it again if you want for free. We don't charge. On the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, especially the Odyssey app, I'll give it to you for free after the show. Anytime after 4 o'clock Eastern time coming up. We will finally get a couple of calls in. I've got some more things. I've got to take you down to Jacksonville. And as well, I've got to take you inside the Bears' final touchdown that won them that game. And how Ben Johnson drew it up. And how Ben Johnson is the smartest guy alive on planet Earth. Next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.